This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أريد أن أذكر حديث عن صهيب الذي رواه مسلم في صحيحه، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجب الأمر للمؤمن، إن أمره كله خير، وليس ذلك إلا للمؤمن، إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. It's a beautiful hadith, brothers and sisters. After praising Allah and sending peace and blessings on His final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim from Suhaib, saying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, amazing is the situation or affair of a believer. And it is only so, meaning it is only amazing for the believer, no one else, only for the believer. How is it amazing? In other words, whatever kinds of trials, whatever kind of situation the believer faces, whether it's in the form of affluence and happiness and material and success and goodness and joy, or whether it's in the face of, like we have now, of tribulation and difficulty and lockdown at home and not being able to go to the masjid to pray and not meet each other, not even be able to meet with family face to face, our loved ones and near ones, or not to be able to go and work and earn the income, and in face of the tribulation of some being ill, some more seriously ill, and even losing loved ones in death, as is increasing, as we're hearing from countries in Europe and in Britain, as the death rate going up to 200 or 300 a day, as we'll carry on increasing. So we have to realize that tribulation actually for believers isn't only when we look at calamities and musiba and difficulties, but the tribulation is actually there when we're in times of pleasure and happiness as well, as this hadith brings out. So both situations actually amazing and good for the believer. That's why the Prophet ﷺ describes it as amazing for the believer. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in asabathu sarra'u shakar, when he or she is faced with pleasure and happiness and joy and all the good things that we human beings always like, that he or she is grateful. Shakar, shakara, fakana khairallah, and it is good for him or her. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ, and when any kind of affliction, tribulation, or any kind of suffering is afflicting a believer, then sabr, they have sabr, they have patience, they have fortitude, they, in other words, turn to Allah. They are not in shock when this happens. They expect that because they know life is about trial and tribulation. Life is about trial and tribulation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about testing us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Every soul indeed shall taste death, and we indeed test you, all of you, with something of bad, of suffering, of negative, and something of good as a part of the trial. And to us is all of yours return. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a few words in the Quran, is putting the whole of our existence in a nutshell, what it's really about. That where are we going to end, which is with death, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the ayah. And what are we actually here for? The meaning of life. What is its purpose? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here? Whatever little we have left of it. And that is the test and trial, which the hadith brings out with bushra and good glad tidings. In other words, whatever we've been testing with for a believer, it is always good for them, as long as linked with belief, because as long as we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing shukr means being grateful to Allah. Having sabr means having sabr in what Allah has sent us of the trial, and trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having trust in Him, depending on Him, still believing, increasing in iman, knowing this is our lot, that through this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe away our sins and increase us in the daraja of forgiveness and of good deeds. Of good deeds. Therefore, sabr, kana khayr Allah. That if they have sabr in times of tribulation and difficulty, and there and this he or she, this believer, is full of sabr, and then it will be good for him or her, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So actually, in the end, believers never lose, brothers and sisters, do we? We are so fortunate. We can wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you were to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. Isn't that so, brothers and sisters? If we begin to start, we don't know where to start or where to end with the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's as human beings. And then on top of that, as believers, that Allah gave us the light of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the Quran through Khatam al-Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah who was sent as a rahmah, as a mercy to the whole creation. How fortunate we are to have that iman inside and the guidance of the Quran to enlighten our way. And then, brothers and sisters, on top of that, for most of us in UK, well, all of us in the UK, compare ourselves to the majority of the world as to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of His favors and bounties, and how neglectful and forgetful we are of that. Yeah, how neglectful we are of that. And perhaps the trial and tribulation, it's easier to turn, remember to Allah when we're going through the difficult times. But do we actually remember Allah when we're going through times of happiness and pleasure and plenty? Are we grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the question for us. And I think the nature of us human beings is the way not. We ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're too busy in the pleasure and enjoyments of life. And that's a warning for us. And this stopgap situation is to make us remember that when and if we come out of it, and even if we don't come out of it, brothers and sisters, is it still not good news for the believer? Yes, it is. That's what it means, that when they face any kind of loss, which is including loss of life ourselves, they have sabr. Yeah, sabr in losing someone else, sabr in the illness if it's myself and I'm going towards death, to have the sabr and to continue to thank Allah, to continue strongly to believe in Allah and hope from Allah, to ask forgiveness from Him, hope from Allah for His mercy and forgiveness on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and to hope from Allah for the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the mu'min, for the believer, it's all glad tidings, isn't it? But this stopgap situation is also for us not to forget that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His will and His mercy and His forgiveness, brings us out of this situation back to where we were before, that we don't go back to our old ways, certainly not the old ways that were negative, but we have learned something from this. We hope and pray that we've learned something from this, to remember Allah more, to better ourselves, to do more good deeds, and to remember that we are on this short journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us under His mercy and forgive us, keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim, and whatever Allah SWT has in store for us, whatever is written for us of life, may Allah SWT make us of those who spend it with gratitude to Him and endure what He has of trial in store for us to endure it. Make us of those who endure it with sabr. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.